Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's up, everybody? Happy Thursday. Junkies with you on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington, and we're presented by EMP 180 Weight Loss. Structure, accountability, results, the standard for weight loss in the area. It's EMP180weightloss.com. We thank you for tuning in this Thursday morning, July 5th, 2018. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
Morning. Johnny Cake Sawville's here.
Hello, Rickies.
And Jason Bishop.
Happy July 5th, boys.
The 5th of July, as Jason would say.
Summer is officially
summer's
over.
Summer's over.
Done.
Doesn't feel like summer's over.
Cakes, I know you packed a cooler and a portable grill and a tent and spent the entire day and night down at the mall watching fireworks.
yeah, because that's what I usually
do. Took the Metro, of course.
Yeah,
which you love.
All of the above.
How was that? How was your trip?
If what you're saying is that I spent 80% of my 4th of July watching flops at MGM National Harbor.
Okay.
That's more the speed that I was looking at yesterday.
And you came in here to the building and slept on the couch.
Yeah, because if I stay at MGM past like 9 or 9:30, there's no real point in me driving home and then driving back here in the morning. It's actually dumb because that's like 2 more hours of driving that I don't need.
And I know you've told us before, but why aren't you just sleeping at the MGM?
That's not part of my deal.
Oh. I don't think you can work that in for a day?
I don't know. Oh. Probably for a day I could.
I think you just asked your boy.
A few strings.
What's your boy's name, the poker guy?
Johnny Grooms.
Just say, Johnny, hook me.
That's my guy.
I just need a room for a few hours.
I might have to do
so I don't have to sleep on an awful couch.
It is a slumming couch in here at 106.7.
Right. You probably got about 13 minutes of good sleep.
Yeah, that might be an overestimate as
or
well.
Or you could actually pay.
Wow, that's the funniest thing you said in 10 years.
No, I didn't
show,
want him to
JP.
Do that.
That is a full-on knee slapper.
But I believe if he pushed the right buttons, he could get a freebie.
July 4th might have been a tough ask because the place was jumping.
Oh, I bet.
Packed yesterday.
But you could ask right now, talk to a guy over at Homewood Suites to set up the next one.
Yeah,
it's always
true.
A Wednesday. It's always the first Wednesday of every month.
But last time I checked, the cheapest and most frugal accommodations are at 1015 Half Street.
All right, that's as squeaker as anything
the most comfortable.
Any of us
do. Oh, they're
not the most comfortable.
It's not the most comfortable. No, certainly
he's
not.
You guys are arguing with him every month.
I know.
He's not going to change. He's going to come over here.
I know, but you guys bring up squeak, squeak here, squeak, squeak there. That is as squeaky as anything.
I'm not saying it's not.
Squeaker.
And by the way, when the worm turns, and like 2 months ago I was running super hot at MGM National Harbor, now I'm ice cold. You look to cut corners wherever you can.
What'd you drop 300 last?
Well,
night?
I mean, in the tournament I get bounced, and then I went to the cash game and dropped a full bullet, 4 bills, and I said I'm out of here.
All right.
I have to leave.
Yeah. Well,
when I thought the guy that had bluffed me earlier was bluffing again, and he turned over the nuts on the river.
Right. The nuts.
Well, he didn't. He had to wait till the river to get the nuts.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, I couldn't get him out of the hand before that.
Was that when the walk of shame came right after that?
Oh, immediately.
Yeah.
I reached down and I grabbed my poker backpack.
Good night.
Getting lighter and lighter by the day. And I said, "This is finished."
You said you'd beat me. Beat me.
Pretty much.
It's kind of how you know your mood. Like you lift the backpack, right, and to see if it's heavy.
Yeah.
You're in a good mood. If it's light. You're not feeling too good.
So you didn't walk out of there. You swam out of there because you were the fish.
I guess. Yesterday I was. I was the fishy fish.
Well, the Nats have been the fish lately, and they lost again.
Yeah.
It's been a
five
disaster.
Straight, swept by the Red Sox. They get swept all the time. They had players
the last
only
month
meeting.
Has been
I
got to
tell you, I had a little smile on my face yesterday.
Oh, you did? You're a Red Sox fan.
Guy.
Well, because they're a major league contender, and the Nats aren't right now.
That is true.
And the Nats are so far back, even just in the wild
they
card
just,
standings
it's,
now.
They just stink.
By the way, some guy That's mentioned over the weekend that he wanted to buy my action, the bet, the outstanding $200 bet sweat bet that I had. And I was like, of course I would sell that action. I don't know exactly how that works, but if he wants to unload that bet off of me, I'm guessing he's cooled on that over the last few days.
Well, he needs to front the money. That's what he needs to do.
Exactly.
He needs to send the 200 this way.
If anybody else would like to buy the sweat bet debt that I'm currently looking at.
What, to get to the 92 wins?
I'm open for business.
Well, I think they've got to go 49 and 29
I'd
or something
be happy
like that
to sell that to action.
They got to go 49 and 29 to get to 90.
Right.
Yeah.
It's just not going
to
happen.
I think he wants to buy it at a discount.
Ah, I see what you're saying.
Should take it.
Yeah,
you can chop it with
I should sell it for Brett's favorite saying, pennies on the dollar, because that is a big, fat loser.
Well, they have to play like 6:30 baseball or something the rest of the way.
Have they done that at all this season?
And they were shut out once again. They get shut out all the time.
8 shutouts in our last 30 games. I don't know. It is what it is.
I think they're all just scratching their heads.
And
they
it's beyond injuries at this point. I saw Danny Ruye pointed this out. Look, last year, Bryce Harper missed 50 games. Trey Turner missed 60 games. Adam Eaton missed 150 games.
Yeah.
This is beyond the injuries. They're a sloppy team. They make errors all the time. They run into outs all the time.
You think Nats fans miss this guy? A little bit.
Maybe a little bit.
Maybe
a lot of clamoring.
This is Dusty. Just kind of hilarious.
Well, Dusty's sitting at home with making the playoffs both seasons and 94 and 97 wins.
95 and 97 wins,
okay.
I believe, are the numbers.
Well, I shorted him a win.
I don't think they would have, the Nats would have beaten Boston anyway, but when Fetty goes out in the second inning and you got to dip into the bullpen and use, what, 6 pitchers or whatever they used, when they really wanted to save the bullpen, it wasn't good from the start. And then, you know, Eaton makes a great catch there in foul territory near the fence, and then, you know, just double clutches and makes a bad throw. And then Mattson comes in and throws a wild pitch, and the guy scores.
Well, Severino could have done a better job.
Severino's got to block it. You're right.
Yeah, but those are details, and it's great. Those are details in one game.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter about all those defensive miscues in this particular game.
If you can't hit, I get it.
They didn't score.
Mm-hmm.
No, but the defensive miscues and like the base running errors and those kind of things, those are the thing. The problem is they're a theme.
When you're having trouble scoring, JP, you can't allow wild pitches or pass balls to let a run score.
But the bigger theme is they don't score often. Mm-hmm. In fact, recently, out of those 30 games, you said almost 1/3 of the time, they're shut out.
Right. Well, that's why they had a player-only meeting. And, you know, that's a sign of desperation, usually. And so, you know, I don't know if I expect anything different to come out of it, but they recognize the hole that they're digging for themselves.
Yeah, allegedly Max Scherzer was screaming and yelling. That's great.
They need that.
But those players-only meetings, usually they amount to nothing.
Well, I just don't know. Don't know what the impact is, but you need that, at least to pay everybody pay attention, like we are at a critical moment
here. Hey, Valdez,
here.
What would Jim Cramer say about the the current state of the Washington Nationals? Would he be a buy guy or a sell guy? Guessing he would be the latter.
Getting closer to the latter for sure.
Oh, wow. They're getting
sell,
close.
Sell.
It might be sell time on the Nats.
You got 4 games at home against the Marlins. You've got 3 at Pittsburgh who have a losing record. And then you've got 4 against the Mets who have just been a disaster. So that's what, 4, 8, 11 games. They've got to find a way to go 7-4 in those games.
I do wonder how Nationals fans feel. I feel like EB's just got this voice of resignation. Every time we talk about the Nats, he's just like, it is what it is.
I don't know what to say about it.
Well, what can you do? What can fans do?
I don't know what to say about it. I think they're better than
the other
fans.
Maybe fans are starting to piss. I actually was listening to Heisty. Craig Heist was on doing postgame when I was driving around.
Yep.
And
I heard the fans.
I think listeners were getting upset.
They want to fire Davey and they want to fire Kevin Long. I hear it. That's what fans do. They just, you know, they want to make drastic moves. It's not to that point yet.
There was a lot of clamoring for the good old Dusty years.
Right, well, Dusty's getting a lot of run.
For fans to call and say, fire Davey and bring Dusty back, you're just stupid. Because that's never going to happen. It would never. It's impossible. So I don't know why you even say it.
No. Actually, I don't think they were saying bring Dusty back.
Well, they were saying fire Davey.
This is where Dusty was. This is what's happening with Dusty. I mean, with Davey. And blaming Davey. Like, I don't know if you blame him for Bryce Harper not hitting like he's capable of hitting.
Well, he may not be blamed, but he could ultimately be fired after one season if they finish 15 games back. Which is what they're on pace
I heard one
to do
caller blaming
point.
The learners, saying the learners don't pay. I'm like, well, maybe they don't pay managers. They pay their players a lot of money. Those guys are all making a lot of money.
Payroll's pretty high.
Payroll is high.
Yeah. They pay plenty. The lineup on paper is better than how they're performing. I think I saw of their starting pitchers, Eric Fetty from his last start, where he gave up like a ton of runs, but they scored 17. He's their only starter that has a win in like the last 23 games. Think about that. So Max, Roark, Gio, all those guys. There's one win, I believe, in like the last 23. Yeah, from their starters.
Yeah.
So,
well, Max hadn't won in a month.
Yeah, I mean this.
But he's been, you know, he's allowed like
they
three runs.
Problems everywhere right now.
It just could be one of those years. Things just don't go right.
But I don't know. I'm not going to write them off yet because there's so many games left. But it certainly looks terrible. Yeah. But
it's looking grim.
Luckily, the Braves lost their last two to the Yankees.
But if you look at,
because we could be doing the show right now with them 9 back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, now the Braves still have to, they're still on this tough road trip. They swept the Cardinals, but they lost 2 out of 3 in New York. Now they go to Milwaukee, and that won't be easy for them. So maybe if the Nats can find a way to take 3 out of 4 from Miami, and you know the Braves lose a couple, yeah, maybe they cut into it.
The schedule does get softer. We went through it. It feels like a Monday, but we went through it on Tuesday, right? All the times they play the Marlins, and who else do they play?
Pirates and the Mets.
They play a bunch of poos.
But the way they're playing,
half of the season,
you know, they could get beat easy.
Sure.
But if they lose 3 out of 4 to Miami, then it might be over.
I don't know.
I mean, they're 5.5 back in the wild card chase at this point.
Yeah.
I think they're more than that, aren't they? Are they only 5.5?
Yeah, 5.5.
The second wild card.
It's officially go time for the Nats. Right now it's go time. You said 7-4. I think they need to go like 9-2 in that stretch.
Yeah, it's tough to ask a team.
I know it's tough with the...
I say you
don't have to get it all back at once.
I say target 7-4 in the next 11. You don't have to go.
Yeah, you don't have to get it all back at once, Cakes. But you got to turn it around.
Yeah, you know, you have to grab the low hanging fruit. And the next few games before the All Star break, a lot of low hanging fruit out there for the Nats.
I agree.
Maybe well, right now they're the low hanging fruit.
Right, other teams would argue.
Yeah, but they're not the low hanging fruit to the Marlins.
You go 7-4, and then you get the All Star break. You get a week off, and then you clear your heads, and then you come back. You play some more poo poos. Maybe you can start turning around.
So Adam Eaton said, I think anytime Max holds the meeting or holds court, there's going to be some yelling. In baseball, you don't have that type of intensity all the time, so it's a little different. I think guys gravitate toward that. I think everybody has kind of an intensity bone in their body, and sometimes things need to be said in that fashion.
It's amazing. Since June 1st, his team is 9-20.
Yeah, June has not been a good month.
They have lost 20 of 29 games. That is incredible. And, you know, after the game yesterday, Davey says all the right things. Dave Martinez says all the right things. Sticking by these guys. He believes in them. We're going to turn it around. All the players say the same
Johnny
thing.
He's Johnny positive, that's for sure.
Yeah, they all say the same thing. They just haven't, you know, done anything about it on the field.
I mean, I haven't looked at the quotes, but I'm sure Matt Williams said similar things the year that they missed the playoffs and ultimately he lost his job.
I bet Dusty said a lot of the right things too. And he got canned after 2 years.
In year one of a 3-year deal when
not what the learners would do. Yeah,
well,
right.
I don't even think how could you blame him? I mean, what has he done? I mean, I know our producer Doug just thinks he's the worst human on earth, but I don't even know what you could point to.
Well, but that kind of defense is what you would probably say of every manager. I mean, I'm sure there are tons of things you could point to.
Well, no, people pointed to Dusty. They didn't like the way he used his lineup.
I know, but I think you could do the same thing with Dave Martinez, the way that he uses his bullpen, the way that he uses his lineup, the way that he left last night. I think it was yesterday's game. I might be mistaken, but Matt Adams, pretty good pinch hitter, was available. Well, he didn't even get to bat because he let Wilmer Defoe bat with runners in scoring position.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you put Matt Adams in and then figure out what you're going to do on the field after. Because if you don't get the runs, there is no defensive adjustment later. I get it. He doesn't trust Andrew Murphy playing second base, so he didn't want to pinch hit for Defoe.
Yeah, and then Matt Adams just came off the DL, so maybe he was kind of, I don't know, just
Well, I think also that
would right
have, that wouldn't even have been the tying run. I think Adams was representing the tying run where he was.
Adams would have been the tying run.
Right.
Well, tie it and get the extras.
And by the way, if the learners and or Rizzo think Davey Martinez is in over his head, I don't see them having a problem firing him after 1 year. He's not making any money. And what do the Nats do? They fire their managers.
Yeah, I'd be shocked. Stint. They gave him a 3-year deal, didn't they? They're not going to shine him.
It's
fire
no
him
money.
For 1 year.
He doesn't make any money.
I know. I would be surprised.
I'm sure the learners don't want to pay people not to work.
Yeah,
I understand that, unless
there's something seriously wrong in the clubhouse. Yeah. And he's not controlling it, then that's one thing. But if they're just going through this rut, I mean, I'm sure there are subtle things that fans are noticing with Davey that, you know, either with pitchers or lineups or whatever. He's trying everything. I mean,
I understand. I know some people criticize it for leaving pitchers in
somebody
a little too long.
Somebody has to be the scapegoat if they finish 17 games back.
Well, at the end of the season. Well, he left Roark in on Tuesday night. You know, give him 9 runs and 7. He left him in because he needed to save the bullpen.
Well, that's why he's doing it for all these times.
Yeah. And he said it. He said, we needed to save the bullpen, and so I left Tanner in there. Yesterday, Fetty goes out in the second inning, so you're forced to go to the bullpen. Now, Grace was awesome, but you still had to use 6 pitchers. They just need this next 11 games. My target's 7 out of 11. If you want to go 9-2, that's fine.
If people want to blame Davey, they can. I just think it's way too early to do that. I'm blaming the guys. If you're going to blame anybody, I'm blaming the guys for not producing.
I don't think you could blame Davey for Danny Murphy trying to stretch going to first and third when Betts has the ball in short right field.
And get thrown out by 20
Murphy
feet.
Murphy knows how to play baseball. All these guys know how to play baseball.
Well, then why even have a third base coach? I mean, at some point you do got to blame a coach. Coach got to get through to the players. Like it's both.
Well, I'm sure
he knows.
I think
it's too early to blame the coaches.
He knows. He knows he shouldn't do that.
All right, phone number's 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. We're talking about the Nats. They have lost now 17 of their last 22 games. They sit 7 games back in the NL East. As Cakes mentioned, 5.5 back of the wild card at 42-43. Later in the show, we'll talk a little positive because we'll talk Caps. Too bad we just can't talk Caps all year long.
Oh, I love that sentiment.
Todd Reardon's going to join us, the new coach of the Washington Capitals, 8 o'clock. Also, Mike Rizzo, Nats GM at 9, right here on the Junkies.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Real quick show of hands. How many people went to and watched fireworks?
I heard them.
Here's a disclaimer. To piggyback on
the disclaimer, raise your hand if you watched them live.
Can I explain?
Yeah.
Can I please explain?
Nobody raised their hand, so nobody saw them?
I saw fireworks on July 3rd because the country club across the street, which I am not a member of, they shoot off fireworks the day before every year. So all the nubbers and the squeakers, myself included, gather on the Cashel Elementary field and bring like a blanket or a folding chair, watch the fireworks, then go home.
That's Norbeck Country Club?
Correct. So I won't pay to be a member of a country club.
I get it.
So, but I can watch their fireworks.
Well, Cakes, you probably got as...
I did not watch them.
The same amount of quality sleep that I got last night.
I got terrible sleep.
Because I went over to my neighbor's for a cookout.
Yeah.
Great food, great dinner. And then he decided, and he does it every year, and he told me he was going to do it. He was going to shoot off fireworks in the court.
White trash.
In the cul-de-sac.
You have a white trash neighbor, officially.
So from about 8:30 to 10:30, I heard fireworks.
He was doing it for that long?
Yeah. Oh, he did it for a long time. He sounded like Benghazi.
He didn't heed Jason Pierre-Paul's.
I mean, he was trying to blow up the neighborhood.
Yeah, he didn't.
Did you see the picture? The picture's really grotesque. I mean, my God. I wanted to send it to my kid and say, send this to all your buddies.
So are fireworks legal in Virginia?
Oh, yeah.
They're butt legal. Because Maryland, butt illegal. Like, even sparklers you can't have.
Yeah, but people do them because you hear them
all
the time.
Of course. I mean, people drive into D.C. and buy fireworks, or they drive right across the state line into Pennsylvania and load up their pickup trucks with fireworks and then come shoot them off in your neighborhood.
Is that O for junkies on 4th of July?
Yeah, but like I said, I heard them.
Well, here's why.
Zero desire. I'm not a fireworks guy. I don't think I've seen them in 15
years.
They're
for kids. They're for the enjoyment of kids, especially when they're young. I mean, I have kids that are 21, 16, and 14. For the most part, they couldn't give an F about
it. I'll tell you this right now.
At this point in their lives.
I'll never see fireworks as long as I live, between now and when I die. There's no need. They're completely uninteresting to me. So
I haven't been
there in 15 years, I don't think. But think about
the people who went to the Nats game yesterday, right, and baked for 3 hours, 3.5 hours, and then stayed down there for the fireworks.
Well, they had to have fireworks somewhere. There wasn't any offensively.
And the Nats, I think they also have their freedom fireworks, like the night before. Might have been on July 3rd. Because they had a night game, I believe, on July 3rd.
July 4th was a day game.
Yeah.
Yeah, July 3rd was a 6 o'clock game.
Yes, yesterday was a cool day. Like, I really enjoyed it. And, like, the Tuesday night, kind of chilling. And yesterday, you know, we had some family over. I just relaxed. But it was just like a condensed weekend. It just felt so weird coming to work today, right? And then now, don't you also, like, we're walking around thinking it's a Monday.
Right.
But it's a Thursday.
Everybody's
like, I guess was confused for about 36 hours.
By the way, on July 3rd, I went to Matchbox right there in One Loudoun.
Right.
My wife and I went there for dinner.
Very good.
And who did I see? Who do I see every
Jay,
time I go?
Hey, what's up, Jason? It's Jay Gruden, man. I love hanging out at this Matchbox. Try the sliders. They're excellent.
I'll tell you what. I swear to God, and I'm not exaggerating, I think the last 5 times I've been there. He loves Matchbox.
Cheers.
He posts up at the bar. He just makes people laugh.
Man, I like wood-fired pizza, man. I'm not going to lie. Well, really good.
He's a man of the people.
It's really delicious.
So, and I remember I told you, I was like, probably going to see Jay Gruden.
Right.
Yep. Saw him.
Yeah.
Next time I see you, I'll buy you a drink.
I wanted my wife to go up to him and take a picture with him, but she was afraid. She was scared.
Oh, she was?
Oh, he would have done it. He would have been sized.
100% he would have done it.
Yeah, Jason at the bar diagramming plays.
I don't know,
napkins.
But he was making people laugh. I know that.
My wife's not with me. She's chasing flush draws at Charlestown. Played 2-5 games, but she couldn't make it.
She likes to play cards.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah, we've heard that.
Mm-hmm.
It's hilarious.
But he loves Matchbox.
Loves it.
Smart guy, smart dude.
My daughter went downtown.
It's a great spot.
She was going to go to the mall, but they decided instead to go to the Georgetown waterfront, where you could kind of see him from there, a little less crowded, get in and out a little better.
Yeah, it's good for the kids.
So they did that. But
who'd she go down? She went down with
about
friends?
A bunch of girlfriends. They had about 10 of them or
with an adult? Or
nope.
Oh.
Nope.
Went out there, metroed it. Big group of kids.
They're growing up, man.
They're growing up.
Yeah.
Did their own thing.
All right, let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067. We were talking about the national struggles. They were blanked by the Red Sox 3-0 yesterday. They fall to 42-43. They're sub 500. None of us would have ever believed that they'd be a sub 500 team after the midway point of the season, closing in the All-Star break. They've lost 17 of 22. In those 22 games, they've been shut out 7 times.
To be fair, they started out, remember, they won a couple games, and they started out pretty poorly. But then,
they turned around
about 20 games in or whatever, they turned it around.
Mm-hmm.
But for the last, I don't know, 25 games or so, it's been wretched.
Really had one good month.
Yeah, but they were good.
A good month.
They were good. And considering all the injuries and everything, they were feeling real good about themselves. It was just about 3 weeks ago. They were feeling pretty good about themselves considering everything they'd been through. And then it's just come crashing down.
There was also, you were talking about the decision not to bat Adams in the ninth and let Defoe hit.
Mm-hmm.
There was also a situation earlier in the game, I think it was in the seventh, where
this is Taylor, 2 games ago you're talking about.
No, this is yesterday. Because Taylor was on, and it was 2-0, and they decided to let Severino bat. And instead of Matt Adams, I thought that might have been a spot for Matt Adams yesterday, but they let Severino bat. He popped up to third to end the inning. It was 2-0 at that time. The time you're talking about was 3-0.
Right, and there was two outs in the ninth inning, and look, you're hoping for a 3-run home run.
That was also when Harper swung the pitch that was above his head.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Well, he's hitting 215.
All right, let's go to Marvin in Landover. Good Marvin,
luck
what's up?
$500 million on that.
No.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Hey, Marvin.
What's up, bud?
First of all, I got to fall on my sword. I called the day after the Capitals went down 0-2 to Columbus, and I said that they should blow up the team and all that other stuff.
Sounds familiar.
Right here now, I'm going to say I'm sorry for saying that. I said Carlson need to go. I was like, bad to hell with them. I said, but I did predict they would beat Columbus, but they were still going to lose to the Pens.
Yeah. Right.
That being said,
people thought that.
So I'm officially saying sorry for that. Back to my beloved Nats. Oh my goodness. Can they get 3 straight base hits in any inning in the last month? I mean, I haven't seen a team so wretched at the plate. I'm not going to blame Davey Martinez for them being terrible at the bump. I mean, terrible at the plate. Because for real, when you're up there, just like the movie I saw, is like you're up there at the plate. It's time for individual achievement. Okay, and they just aren't achieving anything at the plate. I mean, zero. I don't know Harper. Oh my God, I don't know what to say about him. I guess they miss Zimmerman more than they thought. You know, it's really hard to watch them not put the ball in play. A lot of strikeouts and things like that. I know they miss Strasburg now more than
ever.
Well,
it's not like Zimmerman was killing it when he was playing.
He was playing awful.
I know.
He wasn't playing very well.
Yeah.
Strasburg,
so, yeah, I mean,
Strasburg is a huge loss right now. Big time.
Yeah.
Because they're starting pitching
absolutely.
Outside of Scherzer has been terrible.
Yeah, and they're starting people that were in Double-A last year. I forget his name right now. But, I mean, Double-A this year. So they're really up against it right now. I would have loved to seen, and I hate to say this now, I would have loved to seen how Dusty Baker would have managed this team, because I think he had the best of all world last year. I don't know if he could have done any better, but let's see. I would have loved to seen him had the chance now. But
well, he also
that's
had,
my call.
He also had guys producing. I mean, Bryce Harper was having a bomb year last year until he got hurt.
And then Zimmerman was having a great year.
He had a huge year last year.
You know, Murphy was having a good, really good year.
But as I mean,
he had
before,
guys producing.
He did deal with a lot of injuries as well.
Yeah, of course. Every team gets hurt.
Do you want to hear Davey after the game yesterday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, look, I've said it time and time again. We got to go out there. We got to compete every day on a daily basis. And we got to start finding some consistency. But I'm not giving up on the boys, man. They're going to get it. When they get it, this is going to be something really fun. I know that. You know, I can't hit for them. I can't play the game for them. But I promise you that I'm in that batter's box with them, hoping that they come through every day. I mean, and when I go home, you know, I think of ways how to fix things. And but yeah, I look at these guys, and they're playing their hearts out. They really are. So we just got to stick with it. This thing's going to turn around. We were a pretty good team in May, not very good in June, but we'll get better. I know we're going to get better, and we're going to continue. We're going to win a lot of games.
Hmm. He's saying all the right things, but now it's time for action. No yeah. longer time for talk.
Tonight is when it has
now
to start.
Now you have
start.
To go out and win three or four against the Marlins.
You got Hellickson back. Hellickson will make the start, come off the DL tonight. And then you'll have Gio, Scherzer, Tanner.
But even Hellickson, in a best-case scenario, you might get six innings out of him.
I know. Well, he was pitching pretty well before he went on the DL.
Yeah, but he doesn't really go very deep.
We're going to be joined by Mike Rizzo
Hope
at 9 o'clock.
Bullpen's ready.
As we go in the clubhouse with the Nats GM. I forget, did you happen to see who they were rumored to be interested in? I forget. I saw it 2 days ago. And it wasn't Cole Hamels.
Matt?
It was somebody that I was surprised that they were interested in.
I did not see that.
You know, I'm gonna have to
was a starting pitcher?
Was it Hap?
Let's go to Steve in Glen Burnie. Steve, what's up, man? You're on with the Junkies.
Hey, John. You know, you keep on saying they look good on paper, but the paper doesn't hit the ball and win games. You know, the bullpen's been all right, but if you can't hit, you can't win. And they can't hit the ball, and the manager can't go up there and hit the ball. You know, I think the bullpen's all right. You know, I think the pitching's somewhat decent. It's not great, but the hit, if you can't hit the ball, you can't win. And they're not winning. And I don't see them winning anytime, really. You know, Kate's going to win the money. They're not going to win six games straight, you know. All right.
It's a long season, Steve. So I win $5 off JP. Whoopie-doo.
He's going to lose 200 on the lower than 92 wins.
The surprising name, this is from MLBTradeRumors.com, that I saw was Matt Harvey.
Yeah, I saw that.
Said Matt Harvey.
Oh, I didn't see that.
That guy was pooped 4 weeks ago, and he's had a couple good starts.
Apparently
he's had a
couple his velocity is up, and now people are, I guess, sniffing around. I don't know.
That would be a disaster in the waiting.
And then Iglesias, who's also a pitcher for the Reds.
He's a closer.
Yeah, I saw the Matt Harvey thing, and I raised my eyebrows, too. Because yeah. I believe we asked Rizzo about Harvey when he originally became available, and he said, not touching him. Yeah.
Well, John Heyman, I mean, he tweeted this a few days ago, Harvey has enhanced trade value, 3-0 with a 1.47 ERA over his last three starts, two of those at Great America Ballpark. He's throwing 95 miles per hour plus again.
I don't know. I mean, you got to be real desperate to go out and get Matt Harvey.
Yeah, and I'm sure that if he were acquired, you wouldn't give up a lot.
Harvey's also pitching in meaningless games, too. It's not like the Reds are expected to win or have to win. In New York, there's, you know, he was expected to win there. Here, he would be expected to win. He may not be that pitcher, but who knows?
Let's go to Pat in McLean. Pat, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks. Pat,
Hi.
How are you?
Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Pat.
Good. So, but isn't it Davey Martinez's responsibility to put out the best lineup that he can
sure.
each game?
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. So the way Bryce Harper is hitting, why is he still in the lineup?
Track record, they expect him to turn it around. Yeah. And he still has a power bat.
And he's in the prime of his career.
Yeah.
Who would you rather play than Bryce Harper?
Now, Pat, I would say this. Maybe you give Bryce Harper a couple days off, but you're not going to completely bench him.
No, no, I'm not saying completely bench him. I would agree with you. Give him a couple of days off.
Mm-hmm. Well, that might happen.
I've lobbied for that for 3 weeks. For 3 weeks, I've said, I don't know why he doesn't get a mental health day or two.
Yeah.
A reset. And give him a Braden Holtby. Give him a reset.
Yeah. You know, maybe that's what he needs.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they're trying to do different things. I heard him talking about, you know, where he was taking balls at first. They said part of that is just to get him out of his routine, just to get him, you know, thinking about something else. You know, a little different feel, maybe before the game. Just try anything.
I mean, they're trying anything.
Yeah, they're moving around the lineup.
That's not something that any other manager would have ever done, to hit them ground balls at first.
Just anything. Just kind of change your mindset. Yeah. Get you thinking about something else. Take a little of the pressure
off. I mean, they've moved him in around the lineup. He was batting leadoff. He's bat 2, 3, 4, 5. I mean, what are you going to drop him 6, 7? I mean,
you don't want to pin it on one guy, and everyone has had their share of struggles at times, but you could almost say he's killing them. You could almost say Bryce Harper's
killing him. He's the biggest factor in the lineup.
He's their biggest star, and he's hitting 215. And he did nothing in June. Nothing. You could almost pin the struggles on him.
All right, phone number is 800-636-1067. As I mentioned, Mike Rizzo, Nats GM, joins us at 9. You don't want to miss that. Plus, Todd Reardon, the new coach of the Capitals, he'll join us at 8 right here on the Junkies.
By the way, people were pointing out that Hellickson already made a start off the DL, and I completely missed that. He pitched in Philly on June 30th. I was on vacay. Missed that one. So this will be a second start back.
You know what else you missed? Because you never look at the monumental vending machine. No milk. No milk.
Oh, you wanted some cereal?
Yeah. I mean, sometimes I skimp on the milk and just eat the cereal dry. I brought that up last week. I kind of got joned on.
Mm-hmm.
Basically just being a squeaker sometimes because I only basically use a shot of the milk. But today I wanted the milk.
Yeah.
They haven't refilled it. I haven't refilled
Usually
it.
Usually they're in there every day restocking the place.
Yeah, they'll probably be there, you know, 7:30
people
maybe.
People buy a lot of snacks and food. And yes. Look, it's a good business model. It just is. Yeah. Myself
included.
It
could have been your business, Cakes.
It could have been.
Could have been your Should've business. Should have been. Years ago, you had the vending machine out of your locker.
I did, yes. That was a thing.
You could go rogue again.
Yeah, it's too much work. Too much effort. I mean, do I really want to sell 25-cent Twinkies? I mean, I don't need to get back into that business.
What does Apple have? The little square? You just put that on your phone, and you just have people swipe their credit card.
I can take credit card payments.
You know, my wife asked me the other day, she goes, you know, does anybody use that Apple Pay stuff, whatever that is? Is that what it's called, Apple Pay?
Yeah, Apple Pay. Yeah.
Do you guys ever use it?
Never.
I mean, you don't have that. None of us here have Apple.
I'm an Android guy.
I do have Apple, but I don't use it.
Yeah. I said honestly, I don't know a single person that uses it.
I think I very rarely go to Starbucks because I'm not a coffee drinker, but I've gone with my wife, and particularly when we were in the Outer Banks, I did see some people at Starbucks in the line using that. Or maybe they were using Starbucks.
They're just
Pay.
Using Starbucks app.
I don't know what
your son uses
the
Starbucks app. Yeah.
Okay. Maybe it was just an app. But you're I just have like occasionally I see people using their phone to pay.
I have like $700 or $800 in my Venmo because Valdez shipped me the money for the World Cup wins. Yeah. On Venmo. So now my Venmo account's all swollen.
So what are you going to do with that?
I don't know. I guess I just transfer it into my bank.
Yeah, you could transfer it into your bank, right?
Yeah. It's probably what I'll do.
Just do that.
Either that or I'll just leave it there.
That's going to be your new slush fund for gambling.
Could be. Or it could just be
that's
my
what it is.
Could be my go-to for any time I need like a fantasy football buy-in. Or
right. Gambling.
It'll be gambling related.
It'll be a gambling account.
Gambling case.
Yeah. So before the show, EB asked Cakes how he felt about Dwight Howard joining the Wizards.
Drabby did.
Okay. Sorry. And it's interesting because I actually had a couple of good back and forth and arguments on Wiz Overtime
right
on NBC Sports Washington with Chris Miles and Travis Thomas. Chris Miles, who is also on NBA TV, about Dwight Howard. Like, Dwight Howard's like one of those guys that everybody seems to hate. And I get it. I think the Wizards will be his 8th team. Will he have bounced around that many times? Maybe I'm wrong.
He's
on the
well
number
traveled.
Of teams. He's been Let's on a bunch see. Of teams for somebody that's been that good. But what I said is he's a Hall of Famer. And I remember immediately. No, he's
I think
not.
It's his 5th team.
Okay.
Yeah, it's his 5th. Yeah.
Immediately it jumped back.
Well, six.
Washington would be the 6th, yes.
Immediately it was, no, he's not. And I said, no, he's a Hall of Famer. If you actually look at his numbers, he never turned into Shaq. And I think that's why people are disappointed. People thought he might turn into, you know, a 25 points per game guy.
Mm-hmm.
But he's made a ton of all-star teams. He's been first team all-NBA five times. He has been a double-double machine. And this is my thing. It makes them better. It makes the Wizards better. So why wouldn't you do it? He's so much better than Marcin Gortat. He can do everything that Marcin Gortat did and do it better.
Yeah, he's an upgrade over Gortat.
Here was my response. I have to root for him now because he's going to be a member of the Wizards. But I'm gonna have to hold my nose while I root for Dwight Howard. I think he's a locker room cancer. I mean, that's been the story on him for the last 5 to 7 years. He's maybe throughout his entire career.
Okay,
he's never developed anything offensively.
Let me just fire back there.
He's still offensive. He's like raw like hamburger meat.
He averaged almost 17 points a game.
Okay, I don't know how he does
dunks.
It. Just dunks and whatever. Well, it's fine.
With John Wall, isn't that going to be great on a pick and roll?
He's an upgrade.
I don't think he does a lot of pick and roll
stuff. I'm not crazy
stuff,
about rooting for him. Is he an upgrade? No. Yes. He's a one-year stopgap type of guy.
Is he a winner? He's never been a winner.
He's a big loser.
Yeah, he's never been a winner.
He's a loser.
I think he's been in the NBA Finals.
With?
Maybe the Magic.
Yeah, they got swept by the Lakers.
Oh, yeah. He probably got dominated in the series.
He'll never go again.
In the locker room cancer thing, I agree that's his reputation, but wasn't their locker room cancerous last year?
Yeah. Who's the Wizards?
Yes.
So you're gonna make it worse by adding Dwight Howard?
Well, my point is, if you get rid of everybody who's causing locker room cancer, then maybe you would have to get rid of John Wall. Because it was all a John Wall, Marcin
Gortat thing,
supposedly.
But again, it's not a four-year deal. It's a one-year deal.
No, it's a one-year deal, relatively low money.
I mean, he's been in the league 15 years.
Let me ask you this.
Is he an upgrade over Gortat? Yeah.
Yes.
Is he better offensively than Gortat?
Yes.
Is he better defensively than Gortat?
How could you be worse defensively than Gortat?
So what's the problem? And I think that Jeff Green is a big upgrade on Mike Scott.
Oh, I don't think he's. I think they're about equivalent.
I don't know if he's a big
upgrade.
They're
not equivalent, please.
At this point in their careers,
Jeff Green's
a nice player,
but it's not like you're getting an all-star.
Jeff Green has far more talent.
Mike Scott's a pretty talented player.
I wouldn't say it's a huge upgrade.
Put it this way. It's his fourth team in 4 years for a reason, right? Mm. So even though he puts up 17 and 12 like he did last year, I mean, the guy's good for 12.5 rebounds every year, minimum.
Right.
But there's a reason why teams just move on.
Now, the one good thing about
Howard
is...
I mean, he may get to the Hall of Fame, JP. He doesn't scream Hall of Fame career to me.
No, not to me, he doesn't.
I mean, he may, just based on the fact that he gets 13 boards a game, but he's averaged 20 points a game four times in 15 years.
Here's the one good thing about Dwight Howard being on the Wizards. He can no longer torment the Wizards at every turn, because it seems like, at least recently, within the past few years, look at his splits against the Wiz. That guy would grab like 20 boards against
the
Russians.
And I'm sure that's probably something that jumps out at the Wizard scouts and coaches when they see him.
But I think all things considered, it's one of the better moves they could have made when they got spurned by everybody else. Now, I don't even believe it's a done deal yet. I think it's like a Wayne Rooney thing, right? Like, everyone's been talking about it for 3 days, but I don't think it's happened yet.
It's been expected because he's supposed to finish the buyout.
I thought he agreed to his buyout.
But it can't become official until tomorrow.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, isn't Gortat a locker room cancer? Who cares if Dwight is? Gortat tried to ruin their team last year.
So it's better to get rid of one than just bring another one as soon as possible?
You're bringing one that's way more talented. It's an upgrade all around.
It's an upgrade. And
Maybe Gortat was saying the things that should have been said, that should have been brought up.
I'm thinking it's possible.
To call him a cancer, I don't know, that might be a stretch.
Yeah, I think, remember what Gortat said and some of the players was, it was the whole everybody eats team thing. And the common element there was that John Wall was the guy who wasn't playing.
He was the only guy who wasn't eating.
It was like the team versus John Wall. And Marcin Gortat became the front man for that movement. But it was a whole lot of guys kind of saying everybody eats team.
True.
Hey, look, I love John Wall. But if you want to trade him and get rid of him and start from scratch, I wouldn't have an issue with that.
Here's the thing.
You get a good haul in return.
No, it makes them better. However, it doesn't make them better where they're going to really climb up the ladder in the Eastern Conference. I think it makes them a few wins better, 4 seed, which is about what they were hunting for last year.
Maybe.
We've been about a 4 seed on paper for years.
And there are rumors that the Lakers are interested in John Wall and maybe Bradley Beal. I would explore it.
Oh, I think
I think the Lakers are interested in everyone.
I don't think anybody's going to really, truly take on John's Supermax deal. I would be surprised. Although, who is the team that I was
that
reading about
that's
paying
news.
$300 million in, is it OKC?
Yeah.
$300 million in tax.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
They're paying tax on $300 million.
I think it's $150 million. Yeah, so their payroll tax is $150 million.
Yeah, that's crazy. Look,
Chris Sheridan, who's been a good reporter, I think he was the one who actually broke the LeBron coming back to Cleveland story years ago. He's reporting the Lakers are considering trades, and it's just considering, for big names, including Damian Lillard, Bradley Beal, and John Wall, amongst others.
Yeah, good.
Look, if you want to shake up what's going on here in D.C., you do that by dealing either Wall or Beal. That's a major shakeup.
Would you take Lonzo, a draft choice, and Kuzma for John Wall?
Is that enough?
I don't know.
Hold on. Lonzo, Kuzma, and a draft pick? First rounder?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I would do it. You want to blow things up? You want to blow it up?
Yeah.
You want to get rid of that huge contract because in four years...
Welcome to Big Baller Zone.
Yeah, you would be in Big Baller Zone.
He's going to be making, what, $43 million?
Think about that part. You're in Big Baller Zone.
That would be Cakes' worst nightmare. You'd have to root for Dwight Howard and Lonzo Ball and deal with LeVar.
Well, I'd be rooting for Lonzo. I wouldn't be rooting for his goofy dad. I would just ignore him like I always do.
I would only make the deal because you're thinking, all right, it's not working with the current structure.
Starting over fresh.
Let's just blow it up and start over.
I think at the end of the day, though, they're better. So it's a good move for them.
Tell Donald Trump to have a great Thanksgiving.
Right.
Big Baller is.
Right. I think at the end of the day, they got better. And I think also I agree, the Jeff Green signing was solid, you know. I think overall they're a little bit better than they were last year in a depleted Eastern Conference.
Now Jeff Green can go to Caps games in person instead of wearing the Caps sweater while playing for the Cleveland Cavs.
Let's go to Evan.
Jeff Green is super athletic, by the way.
Yeah, but
that's why to me
he's better than Jeff Green, JP. He did nothing in the playoffs. He just disappears sometimes. I don't think it's a huge upgrade. You might think it. I think it's a huge coin flip.
Player for player, he's better than Mike Scott. That's what I'm saying.
Maybe slightly.
Just because
he's more athletic.
What's up, buddy? Yep.
Hey, guys. I wanted to call just to say that I think Green will be a little bit better. Kind of what you guys are saying. Not great, but just a little bit better. And then I think the Dwight Howard move will make him a little bit better, too. And I think both moves are kind of bad for the long-term future because it just puts us back in a 3-7 range. Losing the second round, and we're kind of back right where we were a couple years ago with players getting older and still not really being anywhere closer to an actual contender for a championship.
Right, but remember, those are one-year deals, so you would assume that they'll both be gone after next year.
Right, but he's hoping that they bottom out and get a big pick.
Well, they're not going to bottom out when you have Beal and Wall.
Right.
I mean, they're going to win
games.
They'll
be competitive.
If they're healthy.
Their bench is a lot better.
So if you want to trade Wall, I can see that happening. But if you have Wall and Beal.
A healthy Wall, Beal,
you're going to be
Porter,
a playoff team.
Et cetera. You should be competitive.
Yeah.
Howard makes their starting lineup better because we're top starter. And their bench is better with Jeff Green and Austin Rivers than it was with Mike Scott and Jody Meeks.
I guess I'm in the business of being a Dwight Howard fan. That's my lot in life at this point as a Wizards fan.
Could be worse.
It could be. Sure.
If a guy puts up 17 and 13, you're going to be butt-sized.
Of course I am.
That's a huge upgrade.
I'll be singing his praises.
You're going to be bitter when he racks up all the techs and missed free throws.
They're going to have a lot of techs.
What's he shoot, about 48% from the line?
They're going to have a lot of techs with him and Oubre.
Hey, he's a 56% career FT shooter.
Oh, is he that high?
I think he's gotten better a little bit, slightly.
In the modern NBA, he takes 0.1 three-pointers a game.
Oh, yeah. He's not going to be out on that three-point line. He's on the three-point line to set a pick.
Yeah, he's not a stretch five.
Yep.
That's just not his role.
All right. Phone number's 800-636-1067. Remember, we have the new Caps coach. Todd Reardon's going to join us at 8 o'clock here on the Junkies. And Mike Rizzo, Nats GM at 9. Don't go anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.